The Grohl.
Me and my three friends, we started getting jumped by him and his friends.
How many people were with him?
15.
The Retaliation.
What did you do after you got his name?
I didn't really do anything.
Sure you did.
Then, The Ambush.
How did the two of you get to the same place at the same time on March 10th?
That's a mystery.
Mystery? I'm really good at solving mysteries.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. 19-year-old Abdiel Torres Jr. is suing 18-year-old Salomon Gomez for vandalizing his car with a crowbar.
Order. All rise.
Case number 585 on account of the matter of Torres versus Gomez. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Gentlemen, have a seat.
Mr. Torres, it is your claim that Mr. Gomez intentionally damaged your car with a crowbar.
Yes.
Mr. Gomez says that while you did have a history together and he was angry with you, he didn't damage your car.
Right.
True.
So, Mr. Gomez, I'm going to start with you because I like to tell a story, a once-upon-a-time story, and then follow it through till the end, and then I get to go home.
Got it.
And you get to go home, too.
Mm-hmm.
You say that this incident all started about a month before the act that Mr. Torres is complaining of, which happened on what date, sir?
March 10.
Of this year?
Yeah, this year.
And about a month before, you and some friends were at a bar?
Club.
A club?
Yeah.
What's the difference between a club and a bar?
Well, bar is just chilling and the club's more party.
Do they serve drinks at a club?
Yeah.
So you could do both at a club? You could party and drink and chill?
Yes.
But just only I get to laugh. Okay, so you were at a club and according to you, you got into a fight with one of Mr. Torres's friends.
Yes.
Do you know that person's name?
Carlos.
You know that person?
Yes.
Was he at the club that night with you about a month before?
I don't think so. I haven't been clubbing in a while because my daughter was just born like 2 months ago.
Yeah, I know. What happened when you were clubbing when you got into a fight with a friend of Mr. Torres?
I was on my way to the bathroom, and then on my way to the bathroom, I bumped shoulders with his friends because it gets pretty crowded in there. But I turned around and I saw that it was like 8 of them, and it was just me going to the bathroom. And then when I kept on walking, his friend pushed me from behind.
What's the name of the club? You know that club?
Yes.
You remember when you were there with your friends?
Nope.
No. I want you to think harder.
Yeah.
Maybe you were celebrating your daughter's birth.
No, probably.
Anyway, so now there are 8 of them, one of you. You bump one of them when you were on your way to the bathroom. And what happened?
I kept on walking because I saw it was more of them. And then he pushed me from behind, his friend, Carlos. I turned around and he swung at me, but I moved and I punched him.
Okay.
And then after that, I went back to my table and I told my friends what happened and that we had to go.
Well, why did you have to go?
Because it was a lot of them and I didn't want to get jumped.
Okay, so you left the club.
Yeah, but before I left, I was like, I had to go to the bathroom. I really never went because the fight happened. So I was going on my way to the bathroom, but these guys have moved places and now they were like down here, right next to the bathroom. So when I was walking towards them, like they saw me and I saw them and then all of a sudden someone just punched me from behind. And then me and my three friends, we started getting jumped by him and his friends.
How many people were with him?
15.
So their number swelled. First, there were only 8 of them.
Yeah.
And now there were 15 people who jumped you.
Yeah, my friend.
Did you get hurt?
Well, I got punched in the side. I couldn't eat for like the next day because I couldn't open my jaw.
Well, that's serious.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to go and press charges against someone over that.
Me, I would have wanted them executed.
I mean, but this happened in Tijuana, so.
Punch me in the head. So you weren't so upset about it that you called the police or anything, so you left.
We were leaving, and then when we were leaving, him and his friends, they followed us to where our car was, and they started throwing rocks until they broke the window of our car, and they kicked it. And then finally, the securities got there, and then they finally let us go, and then we're at the border waiting to cross back over here.
So the club is in Mexico?
Yes.
Do you live in Mexico?
No.
You live in the States?
Of course.
Why do you go to Mexico?
To party. Because I can't drink here, I can drink in the U.S.
So there's no age limit?
You have to be 18 over there.
You have to be 18 in Mexico, 21 here.
Yeah.
So now he and his friends have broken the car windows.
Yeah.
How did you find out his name?
because I told my cousin about it, because my cousin messaged me the next day when I woke up about the incident. He's like, hey, I heard.
Was your cousin with you?
He was at the club, but he wasn't literally with me, like right next to me.
But he wasn't one of the people in the car.
Nah.
But he was at the club on the 10th of March.
Yeah.
Okay, so you're speaking with your cousin, and?
And I told him what had happened. He told me, yeah, I heard some people got in a fight here. And then I found out later that it was you against some of the people that I was with.
So it was some people that your cousin was with?
Yeah, but I didn't know them. That's why I wasn't with my cousin that day.
Did your cousin give you his name?
He didn't give me the name. He gave me one of the guy's names.
One of the other people?
The guy that I beat up.
He gave you his name?
Yeah.
And what was his name?
Carlos.
I want to know how you got to him.
Because my friend wanted to fight him one-on-one.
You mean the friend that was with you at the club?
Yes.
Why did he want to fight him?
Because this guy was one of the guys that broke our windows in the club.
How did you find that out?
Because my cousin told me who he was. He showed me a picture of all the people that were there at his table. And I was like, oh.
Just a second. Now we're getting down to it. So your cousin, you met up with your cousin, and your cousin showed you a picture that he had taken on his phone?
He texted me a picture.
Texted you a picture of that evening?
Yes.
Looked at that picture, and you recognized how many people?
Like five or six.
And you recognized him?
Yes.
How did you communicate with your cousin to find out his name?
Well, I talked to my cousin, like...
No. We're gonna, you know, this all has a reason. Uncross. My questions always have a reason. There was some way you found out his name. Now, if your cousin texted you a picture, see, now I have a picture with 6 people in it. And you say, yeah, I recognize 5 or 6 of those people. So your cousin writes back, well, who do you recognize? You say, I recognize 5 or 6 of them. How do you get his name? Because you got his name.
My cousin told me.
Your cousin told you his name. Yeah. What did you do after you got his name?
I didn't really do anything.
Well, sure you did.
Until my friend told me that he found out who he was. And I was like, oh, yeah, that was one of the guys that was there.
Right.
And then
And then what did you do?
I didn't do nothing.
Well, we're going to come to a point where you... where you and your friends meet up with him. That wasn't by accident.
No.
That was on purpose, meeting up with him.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes, sir. I mean, ma'am.
Perfect. How did the two of you end up... Stop moving your legs like that. If you can't control yourself, go outside. You understand? Perfect.
I can control it.
How did the two of you get to the same place at the same time on March 10th?
Because he was selling a car and we...
Yes. Bad for you. Because he was selling a car. How did you know he was selling a car?
My friend found out through Facebook.
Which friend? Raise your hand.
He's not here.
Name?
Edgar.
Edgar what?
That's all I know.
So your friend Edgar found out that Mr. Torres, who you had already identified as the person who was with a group that smashed out your car windows.
And beat us up.
What?
And tried to jump us.
And try to jump you. So your friend tells you that he's selling a car on Facebook.
Yes.
And what do you do? What did you do?
I told him, yeah, that's him. And that's it. And then after that, he messaged, because I was at work when he called me. And I was like, oh, I'm sorry.
Who called you?
Edgar.
You posted an ad for a car on Facebook.
Right.
And someone contacted you.
A girl.
And you made an appointment to meet her?
Yes.
On March 10th?
Yes.
Where did you make the appointment to meet her?
At a 7-Eleven, one block away from my house.
What time were you supposed to meet her?
8 p.m.
And was all of this done by Facebook or by phone?
Facebook. I have the conversation printed out.
I'll look at it in a moment. As a matter of fact, I'm going to look at it right now.
I got the post, too.
Thank you. Selling my BMW, HMU for... What does that mean?
Hit me up.
What?
Message me. Contact me.
Country's going in the toilet.
It's going to the toilet.
The whole country's going in the toilet. I'm so glad I'm old.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
So you go to the 7-Eleven to meet Gabby.
Yes.
Did Gabby ever show up?
She never showed up.
No. But who showed up instead?
These guys.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Abdail Torres Jr. says Salomon Gomez vandalized his car when he and a group of his friends ambushed him. Salomon claims the ambush was payback for a prior incident.
Now, who's Flores?
Me.
Why are you trying to confuse me? I thought your name was Torres.
It's Abdiel Flores Torres. I don't know why they put Torres before Flores.
Okay. Now, who's Gabby?
I don't know who that is. I had no consent of these messages.
So you go to the 7-Eleven to meet Gabby to show her your car.
Yes.
And when you get there, what do you find?
I was waiting about 10 minutes.
Did Gabby ever show up?
She never showed up.
No. But who showed up instead?
These guys.
And what were you doing at the 7-Eleven just about the same time as Mr. Flores Torres was there?
I was driving my friend.
Driving your friend?
He told me, can you give me a ride somewhere? I was like, yeah. And he told me to take him to a 7-Eleven.
Who told you to take him to a 7-Eleven?
Edgar.
Because Edgar wanted to?
Fight him one-on-one.
And how do you think Edgar knew that Mr. Torres was going to be at the 7-Eleven at 8 o'clock?
That's a mystery.
Mystery? I'm really good at solving mysteries. That's why they keep me here. How large a town do you live in, sir?
It's pretty big.
How big?
Like people?
Yeah, like people.
Like a lot.
Not sheep, people. How many people live in the town where you are?
I never counted all of them.
Is it 1,500,000, 250,000? Does anybody know?
Yes.
Are we talking a big city?
Yes.
What is the chance of all of you people ending up in the same 7-Eleven on the same date at the same hour?
Well, he was waiting there 10 minutes.
I'm going to give you a 15-minute window. You have a 15-minute window. What are the chances in your big town where you live for the two of you that had an altercation to meet up at a 7-Eleven on or about 8 o'clock within a 15-minute window either way? What are the chances of that happening? I was going to say serendipitously. I'm trying to find another word. Coincidentally.
Told you it's a mystery.
It's a mystery. So now you're at the 7-Eleven. And you see him there, and your friend Edgar there is with you. What do you think is funny? You think something is funny?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so.
A little bit.
Great. Aren't you glad you're not standing there?
A little bit.
So now you're there. What happens?
Nothing. He saw us, and he took off.
What happened, Mr. Torres, when you were sitting there for about 10 minutes
at
the lovely and unavailable Gabby?
I went on my Facebook on my phone to try to message her. I'm waiting here for 10 minutes already. Where are you? I couldn't send her any message. I couldn't go to her pictures, her Facebook. She had blocked me completely. So that's when I started thinking, okay, is she gonna show up? What am I doing here? Should I just take off? So I said, I'm gonna wait 2 minutes. If she doesn't show up, I'll just take off. Before those 2 minutes, these guys show up in a Grand Cherokee Jeep.
How many?
It was a full car. And then I saw three of them get off the car. He was one of them, and they were walking towards me. I looked back, and I just see him smiling. I turn on the car, reverse, take off. While I was taking off, they threw crowbars at my car, and they caused the broken window on the back broken window.
I'd like to see the picture, please. Ah, yes. Do you have an estimate to fix it, or did you fix it?
Yeah, I have an estimate for that.
Did you fix it?
No, I haven't been able to fix it. I don't have the money right now.
Bert, can I see that? Now, other than as window dressing, Mr. Gomez, did these people have anything to add to this story?
Well, they saw when I got jumped in TJ.
When you got jumped? You mean a month before?
Yeah.
I believe you.
Good.
I believe that that's why his windshield is broken.
Nope.
Oh, yes.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
Where's Edgar?
He's working.
Just a second. He was there. He's the one who can say nothing happened. I went there to fight him, but he took off. What'd you bring these two clowns for?
And later today.
Her dog was off-leash, and I have the animal control report that states they were cited for an off-leash animal.
Were you cited for an off-leash animal?
I don't
know. The question is, that's not a hard thing.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Abdail Torres Jr. says Salomon Gomez vandalized his car when he and a group of his friends ambushed him. Salomon claims the ambush was payback for a prior incident.
Okay, you're not Edgar, are you? You're not Edgar, are you? Where's Edgar?
Not here.
Why?
He's working.
Just a second. He was there. He's the one who can say nothing happened. I went there to fight him, but he took off. What'd you bring these two clowns for? They weren't there March 10th.
Well, they saw when I got beat up.
Who cares? You don't have a counterclaim.
True.
If you had a counterclaim, I would care if you were beat up. Other than that, the fact that you were beaten up just just provides you with a motive to damage his car.
But I didn't.
Yes, you did.
No, I didn't.
Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $350. That's all. Thank you.
Oh, it's our excuse. You may step out.
I didn't break any of his windshields or anything. I never even got off the car.
Well, I think it's fair for me to get the money that I need to fix my car.
We didn't do no damage to the vehicle.
They all got out of the car with a crowbar each.
He is making it up.
I have family. I want them to leave me alone.
And now, the next case.
All parties in the matter, Wilson versus Cashman. Step forward.
Erin Wilson is suing her soccer teammate, Kate Cashman, for vet bills after Kate's dog attacked her dog.
Miss Wilson, it is your claim that Miss Cashman's dog bit your dog. You want her to pay the vet bills that you incurred as a result of the bite. Miss Cashman says that this was mutual combat. And while her dog bit your dog then bit her dog in the ear. Is that your defense?
Yes.
Time and date of the incident?
It happened around 8:45 p.m. on March 22nd, 2013.
Where were you?
At our soccer game in Seattle.
Your dog on a leash, Miss Cashman?
Yes.
And your dog was leashed?
Yes.
Well, then you explain to me, Miss Cashman, since I assume that your dog bit her dog first. Is that right?
I actually have no idea.
Well, you have no idea. Who has an idea? You do. Whose dog bit who first?
Her dog bit my dog first.
How did that happen? She has no idea.
Well, her dog was off-leash, and I have the animal control report that states they were cited for an off-leash animal.
Were you cited for an off-leash animal?
I don't
know. The question is, that's not a hard thing. Were you cited?
Yes. Yes, we were.
Did you pay the citation?
My boyfriend at the time said he paid.
Did somebody pay the citation on your behalf?
Yes.
Fine. Go ahead.
So our soccer game had just ended. My dog was leashed, and then I have a carabiner clip, and he was linked to my soccer bag, which is on the bleachers, because the dogs are not allowed on the actual
soccer
field.
Don't tell me because.
Okay. And her dog came toward our dog, and so I asked if it was okay, and she said yes, it was fine. And her dog just bit my dog in the neck and in the side and kind of ragdolled him a little bit.
What kind of a dog do you have, Miss Cashman?
Shiba Inu.
What does that look like? How much does it weigh?
20 pounds.
And your dog, Miss Wilson?
It's a half Shih Tzu, half Silky Terrier rescue, about 12, 13 pounds.
So it's considerably smaller?
Yeah.
Okay. Anything else? Anybody want to tell me anything else? You don't remember anything?
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Have you been cheated? Go to judgejudy.com. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.
Now, you've told me now that her dog bit your dog first.
Yes. So we went to the emergency room immediately following the incident, and she followed me in her vehicle. And when we got there, the vet was looking at the injuries.
Show me the vet bill.
And sure. So here.
Anything else you want to tell me, Miss Cashman?
The game was over, and I was talking to the ref, so I didn't see it happen. I just heard it and ran over. That's why I didn't know who bit who.
So anything else you want to tell me? So you didn't see it?
I didn't see it.
Great. Well, she did. She told me a dog came over and bit her dog. The vet bill was $730. Why are you only suing her for $500?
Because she started making payments, and then she stopped.
Oh, she did? How much did she pay?
She paid close to $400. Close to $500, excuse me.
Well, then she only owes you $230.
No, because at the time it was also accruing interest, and she said that she would pay it because I had to put on my credit card. When we went to the vet, she laid down her credit card and it got declined, and so they asked.
She owes you $230. She paid $500. Thank you very much. That's all.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
I've got a guy here that I know.
Just a second. You don't know anything about him. You never met him before.
No, I don't, but you could smell.
Yeah, me too. I got a better one than you. That's why I'm here.
Next Judge Judy.
she just cuts through it. I'm fine with it.
Overall, fair.
I think everybody was at fault a little bit.
My dog has healed just fine.
Don't bring your dogs to a soccer field that you're not supposed to have them at.
If you can't afford to leash, license, vaccinate, and spay and neuter your dog, then you just don't have a dog.